USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
During a primetime town hall, President Joe Biden addressed the nation, explaining his support for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage. When asked about a Congressional Budget Office report that said 1.4 million jobs would be lost if there was a wage hike, the president said there were studies that showed the opposite effect. He told CNN that if raised incrementally, a boost to the minimum wage could support American workers and benefit businesses.
So let's say you said you're going to increase the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour between now and the year 2025 to $12 an hour, to $13 an hour. You double someone's pay, and the impact on business would be absolutely diminished, and it would grow the GDP, and it would grow and it would generate economic growth.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Millions in Texas were without power Tuesday as a powerful winter storm brought several inches of snow, ice, and dangerously cold temperatures to the state. Texas lawmakers have already called for hearings, looking for reasons that the state's power grid couldn't keep up with the demands for heat and electricity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state has opened hundreds of warming centers for residents without power. He tells Fox News about the other steps being taken to help his state recover from the storm.
We have the National Guard deployed across the state, as well as the Texas Department of Public Safety, the Texas Transportation Division, even Texas Parks and Wildlife, working with local officials to make sure that our fellow Texans, they will be taken care of during this trying time. But our same goal at the same time is to make sure that we have ERCOT working around the clock, as well as working with the energy generators to make sure they get the energy back online so people can get back in their homes and get back to normal as quickly as possible.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The U.S. is seeing a large drop in the number of new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Health officials say the dramatic drop in coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths is because of social distancing measures and more vaccines. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show we need to keep our guard up for just a little bit longer.
We're just about to enter a really big storm. We will get through that storm, and by the later spring, I think things will be much, much easier to open. I'm just asking people to hold on a little bit longer.
A Democratic member of Congress has filed a lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing him of inciting the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson's suit also names President Trump's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the Proud Boys, and the Oath Keepers as defendants in the suit. And the world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649 to 2,528, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.